from San Francisco, California, with your host, Ben Kaspik. This is Locked On Giants Baseball. Welcome back to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Kaspik, and I'm thrilled to be with you again today. On this show, we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday, approximately 15 minutes in length, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also insightful and easily digestible, easy for everyone to understand. Coming up on today's show, we're going to dive into MLB Pipeline's top 100 prospects list, and the Giants being heavily represented on this list, and we'll talk about individual evaluations for Giants' top prospects, and we'll also discuss kind of the bigger picture and how, you know, this is not something that's been common for the Giants over the last decade, although it is something that they had going for them entering the decade, which led to all the success that they ended up having. So we'll discuss the significance of the Giants' improved farm system, as well as talk about the individual players on the list. But the first thing I want to discuss is the fact that spring training is right around the corner. It's almost hard to believe, but pitchers and catchers will report for the Giants on February 11th, which is 2 weeks from today. And FanFest, which is kind of like, FanFest is a significant day because we get a lot of content from coaches and potentially the front office as well. The media gets to meet with players, coaches, front office people. And I think that's super significant this year more than usual because it's kind of going to be the first that we get to see of a lot of the coaching staff whom we haven't heard from at all. We're going to see Gabe Kapler at Oracle Park discussing the upcoming season. I think most of us, the only bit of Kapler that we've really seen this offseason was him at the introductory press conference. But now, you know, it's going to shift to baseball. A lot of what he said at that time during the press conference was he was going to be on a listening tour and kind of absorbing information about this franchise for the next couple of months. Well, those months have passed, and now it's time for Kapler to be prepared to manage this team in 2020. And so I think the tone is going to be quite different, where we have some actual concrete, you know, strategic ideas and specific personnel comments. So I'm looking forward to FanFest, which is on Saturday, February 8th, which is just 11 days away, a week from this Saturday. So before we know it, I mean, things are going to change. You know, finally, we'll start seeing the team and the players in Arizona, and then we'll get the games underway shortly thereafter. And I think more than in normal years, it's going to be fascinating to watch spring training, specifically because of the new coaching staff and potentially new strategies that they're implementing and new player development tools that they're implementing. And we'll get to hear about those and potentially see some of the rewards of those strategies. So anyway, I think a big part of that big picture is Giants prospects coming into their new player development oriented infrastructure. And a big part of that, and it's something we haven't actually discussed on the show, is that the Giants are investing more than $50 million into a new facility in Arizona, just a couple miles away from Scottsdale Stadium. They're also renovating Scottsdale Stadium. So this facility is going to take the Giants from being behind the times with their development and rehabilitation facility into one of the most cutting-edge facilities in the game. And Farhan Zaidi has talked about how when he came from the A's to the Dodgers, he got a real learning experience seeing what a facility like that could facilitate with player development. And I mean, the Dodgers are certainly a prime example of a team whose player development system you would want to emulate. It seems like every year they churn out a new all-star caliber player from their system, despite consistently picking not at the top of the amateur draft. They pick in the 20s usually, because of how they finish in first place every year. Yet those picks, they have consistently turned into really quality players, whether it's Gavin Lux now, who's on the doorstep and actually ranks second on this MLB Pipeline top 100 list, whether it was Walker Buehler selected in the 20s in the first round a few years back, Cody Bellinger, Corey Seager, Dustin May, Will Smith, the catcher, You know, the list goes on and on, not to mention the guys they acquire at next to no cost and turn into stars like Max Muncy. So that's kind of the blueprint for the Giants and what they envision for themselves down the road here. And obviously that would be a fantastic development for the Giants, no pun intended. But so when we look at this top 100 prospects list with a bunch of Giants on it, we have to think about it in the sense too that they're going to work with these guys with their new cutting edge coaching staff, dynamic young coaching staff that is well versed in analytics and using modern techniques to get the most out of players as possible. And so, you know, Joey Bart is going to be put into this infrastructure. So is Marco Luciano and Elliot Ramos and Hunter Bishop and Seth Corey and all the other prospects in the system, as well as the players already on the 40-man and major league roster. So I think it's a really exciting time for the Giants. This is something that maybe the casual fan doesn't necessarily appreciate until they see the actual results. And that's fine. I mean, it is all about results. If it doesn't work, then it's not worth praising the exercise. But I think it is going to work out in their favor. And it's going to lead to a lot of these prospects reaching their potential and potentially even seeing improvement from players they already have on their major league roster as well. I mentioned this the other day, but Aristides Aquino on the Reds, for example, credits new Giants coach Donnie Ecker with the breakout that Aquino had in 2019, hitting like 19 home runs in 50-something games and basically being a rookie sensation last year for the Reds. He says, you know, if you look at his stance, it's very unusual, and he credits Donnie Ecker with creating that approach at the plate, that stance at the plate, and how it enabled him to unlock his power and be able to use it in games. And Giants have visions of that type of performance from someone like Jalen Davis, and that the tools are there, but he just may need some adjustments in order to unlock it. And so I think that's the type of development that could happen for the Giants thanks to this new cutting edge approach. So anyway, that took up a lot of our time. I want to just introduce the prospects on this top 100 list, and we'll go into greater detail about all of them in the second half of the show. So we'll just run through the list. MLB Pipeline has the Giants' best prospect as Joey Bart, ranked as the 14th overall prospect in baseball. Next for the Giants is Marco Luciano, who comes in at 35th overall in baseball at just 18 years of age. After that, Elliot Ramos comes in at number 65. Followed by Hunter Bishop at number 71. That was the Giants' first-round pick from 2019. And then left-handed pitcher Seth Corey cracks the top 100 for the first time at number 99. So this is the first time since MLB Pipeline started doing these lists in 2012 that the Giants have had more than two prospects on the list, and they have five. So exciting things are ahead, especially, you know, these guys have talent and they're going to be put in the best possible position to succeed under the new front office and coaching staff that's going to be all in on the latest in player development techniques, essentially. So coming up in the second half of the show, we'll talk more about these individual players and their outlook, when they're going to arrive at the majors and what to expect. So that's all coming up next, but first, okay, as promised, here in the second half of the show, I want to talk about these five prospects on the top 100 list for the Giants. Joey Bart, coming in at number 14, is the closest to the major leagues and is likely to debut with the Giants at some point in 2020. Just another reason, in my opinion, to be excited about the upcoming season. I mean, the arrival of the Giants' top prospect is something that we should all be able to get excited about. Certainly not guaranteeing stardom right away for Bart. I think there remain some questions about the hit tool, his ability to hit for average and get on base enough. Yet, I don't think anybody doubts that the power is legit. And the defense. So the defense gives him a solid floor of being a major leaguer, and the offense is just a bonus. I think the question is just, will he hit enough to have a significant on-base percentage to go along with that enormous power? But anyway, he's likely to make his major league debut in 2020. And what does that mean for Posey, who signed for two more seasons? Well, I don't know exactly. It could mean Bart moves around and plays other positions. They had said that they were thinking about trying to make him more versatile last season at some point. They said that. So it's good to have options. It's never a bad thing to have too many quality players. Posey to first. If you listen to this show, I have never once said that I think Posey moving to first is a good idea. So I'll repeat that again now. He doesn't hit enough to play first, and his numbers in his career at first are completely irrelevant to me. He's mostly played first base against lefties because that was an opportune time to sit Brandon Belt. So Posey's numbers in his career at first base are basically just numbers against left-handed pitchers, which have always been really good. So that's why those numbers look better when he's not catching. Anyway, next on the list is Marco Luciano. And to me, you could make a case that he's a better prospect than Joey Bart. And this time next year, we may be looking at him as a top three, top five, number one, potentially, overall prospect in the game. He draws rave reviews. He's 18 years old, and he ended the year as the youngest position player at age 17 in the short season Northwest League. MLB Pipeline says he offers the upside of hitting 300 with 40 homers on an annual basis. So it's impossible to have a better upside than that. I mean, I guess it's not impossible, but that is like an 80 grade upside offensively. So if he continues along this developmental path, which again, putting him into their infrastructure and making sure he has the best tools at his disposal to continue to develop strongly, we're looking at a guy who could be a superstar in just a few years for the Giants. The question is, will he remain at shortstop? Scouts are split on whether he'll be able to stick there. If he doesn't stick at short, a move to third or right field is likely in his future. But as MLB Pipeline says here, his offensive prowess should make him a star at any position. So to me, I might call Luciano the Giants' number one prospect at this point, but I get it. Bart is obviously much closer. I think the realistic ceiling for Luciano this season might be to end the year in San Jose. Or single A. Coming in at number 65 on the list is Elliot Ramos, Giants first round pick from 2017. He went 19th overall. MLB Pipeline reporting that he's equally effective against lefties and righties and could develop into a 270 hitter with 25 plus homers annually at the big league level. He's still quite young. He's only 20 years old and he reached double A last season. But as Fangraph said with Ramos, MLB Pipeline reporting that as Ramos has begun to fill out, he has lost some of his previously plus speed and now grades as more of an average runner. So that's bad news if he's already slowing down at age 20. Though the Giants deployed him in center field for most of his first 3 years in pro ball, most scouts think his reduced quickness and his instincts better fit on a corner. He has the arm strength and offensive upside to profile nicely in right field. So a little bit of, you know, bad news for Ramos with the slowing down, yet still scouts believe in his upside offensively and think he would be fine in a corner. And he's still, like I said, just 20 years old and ended the season in double A. So we could see him at some point in 2020 as well. Next on the list is first round pick from 2019. Outfielder and left-handed hitter Hunter Bishop. He's 6'5" and had more raw power than most players in the 2019 draft. He still needs to make adjustments to his approach, working deeper counts and being more willing to use the opposite field. Needs to make more adjustments to reduce strikeouts, but improved contact towards the end of last year offset his whiffs with a healthy amount of walks. So kind of seems to fit the mold of a modern day player, kind of sells out a little bit for power, but showed some improvement with his approach towards the end of his first, you know, exposure to pro ball last year. Bishop has plus speed and has been playing center field. So kind of a freakish athlete here, 6'5", 210, center field with enormous power. I think there's obviously upside in Hunter Bishop. He just has very little pro experience at this point. So 2020 will be a very interesting year to follow Bishop's development. And coming in at number 99 on this list is Seth Corey, rewarded for his monster 2019 season in the minor leagues. He allowed just 11 runs in his final 14 starts. He was the South Atlantic League Pitcher of the Year after topping the low Class A circuit with a 1.76 ERA, which was second best in the minors. He had 172 strikeouts, which was fourth. 12.6 strikeouts per nine, which was fifth, and a 34% whiff rate, which was also fifth. He has an upper 70s curveball, which is his best pitch, big downward break that he commands better than his fastball. Fastball is low 90s, peaks at 96 with arm side run. Changeup improved in 2019, allowing him to keep right-handed hitters in check and looking more like a starter than a two-pitch reliever. He cut his walk rate significantly in the second half of last season, down from 6.2 walks per nine earlier in his career to 2.6 walks per nine last season in the second half. MLB Pipeline says if he can control and command his pitches like he did at the end of 2019, he could be a number three starter. So the Giants have been rather aggressive with their prospects they were in the first year under Farhan Zaidi, and I expect that to continue. So all of these guys may be pushed in 2020, and you know, even the guys who seem farther away, like Corey and Hunter Bishop and even Marco Luciano, I would expect potentially to make, you know, further leaps towards the major leagues in 2020. And then I think we may see aggressive promotions to the major leagues in the case of perhaps Elliot Ramos and Joey Bart. So anyway, the future is bright for the Giants. They also have several other intriguing prospects who didn't crack this top 100, but obviously things are trending upwards for the Giants farm system. Anyway, that is all the time we have for today. Remember, to get this show every weekday, you need to hit that subscribe button if you haven't done so already. Once again, my name is Ben Caspick. You can follow me on Twitter at Ben Caspick. If you like this show, please consider rating it, leaving a review, and telling your friends and family to check us out. I cannot wait to be with you again tomorrow, and until then, we'll see you next time.